station.
Oh, yo, 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 yo. It's 1930.
Check your clock. 1930 UTC. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. And I just got out of my car here at Herrenhaven. Because it's another cool day. It's actually cooler than it was yesterday. Yesterday it drizzled all day. And then last night, sometime between 2 and 3 a.m., it started to rain really good. So here we are at Herrenhaven for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, which starts right now. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm walking along in front of the building here at Herrenhaven, looking into the bushes, looking for praying mantises. Praying mantis. I'm looking for bugs, people. I'm looking for big bugs. Looking for the big ends, big bugs. Don't be wigging out when you find them. They are our friends. I don't see any today. Where are my buggy buddies? I don't see any. Huh. Well, that's weird. Kind of. We've been looking for our mantises, our mantis, whatever the plural is. We've been looking for them, and we're not finding them. Anywho, I'm walking back across the building, just double checking. There's actually another car here, so somebody else is enjoying this overcast and rather cool day. It's about 22 degrees Celsius, 23 degrees Celsius, right around in there, about 72 degrees for all my uneducated American friends. And so now I'm going to walk into the forest. All right, like I said, it did rain pretty good. It wasn't raining when I got up 45 minutes ago at noon. I know, nice lifestyle, right? So, here we are. I'm looking around here by the picnic table. Because of the rain and stuff, and we had like at least 24 hours of under 80 degree weather, temperatures, I mean, we might have some fungus. We might have some interesting mushrooms. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to walk around the sub pond here, in which nothing is happening. And we're going to try to find some cool stuff. See if we can find some dudes. Some animal type dudes and maybe some mushroom type dudes. As I was driving over here, oh, see, here's some mushrooms back in here. When I was driving over here, I did not see anything. I was looking for my turkey buddies, but they were not hanging out. So maybe we'll find some turkeys here today, like we did yesterday. Also on the drive over here, I had a song stuck in my head. I'm trying to get rid of it. And you may be asking yourself, I wonder what song Tobe had stuck in his head. Oh, it's a nightmare. It was the theme song to the television show Happy Days. Yeah. So, if you're not old enough to remember a show entitled Happy Days, I do congratulate you wholeheartedly, and you should thank your parents. If you remember Happy Days, I only have one question for you. What happened to Chuck? What happened to Chuck? My theory is that he was killed in a gang-related incident, and the shock, the pure emotional shock from the ordeal, prevented the family from ever talking about it out loud. Yeah, so that's my theory. Just in time, I have reached... it's kind of perfumey. I have reached the crossroads. Which way do I want to go? What do I hear? I don't know. Let's go out the cut here and take a look at the Mulhall's property to see if there's any dudes out here. Because yesterday we saw a lot of dudes. We saw 18 or 19 dudes. 17 or 18 of which were turkeys. The other dude was a mati. Oh, and there was a bun. Oh my god, yes. Here I am, standing in the cut, just at the edge of the forest, overlooking the Mulhall's property, and guess what's out there? If you guessed turkeys, you are wrong. If you guessed a marmot, you are wrong. If you guessed deer, you are correct. It's about 15 minutes before 1 o'clock p.m. local time. In the middle of the city, there's a lot of traffic on West Maple Road right there, and there's two deer, a mommy and a baby. The baby spooked a little bit and ran over to mommy. Mommy's just staring right at me, so I'm going to wave at my deer buddies. Hi! Hello! Now they're both looking at me going, what are you doing? Yes, we have deer. And it's hilarious because they are not even 20 meters away from West Maple Road, but there's trees and bushes in the way, so there's just cars driving by who are just oblivious to the fact that there's two deer standing right there. Mommy's moving. She's still looking at me. I think they can hear me. Baby is looking at me. And of course, this is another one of those days in which I do not have a camera. But I am glad to be seeing deer. All right, mommy is no longer concerned. She's eating. Oh, no, she's looking back up at me. And the baby is still standing there. The baby is half the size or less of mommy. Turn to the side. Does that baby still have spots? Yeah, the baby still has its baby spots. Oh, I want to go over and give that baby some baby spot kisses. Oh, look how cute the baby is. Oh, mommy's jogging away a little bit. Mommy's just... Well, she stopped. She stopped over there by the greenhouse frames that those turkeys were climbing on yesterday. And I thought we weren't going to find any dudes. All right, these guys are staring at me. I'm just going to slowly turn around. Mommy's kind of moving. I'm going to turn around and disappear so they don't feel like they're being hassled and so that they'll hang out longer. Because I want them to have yummy snacks and eat all their... lunch. I think that's what they're doing. They're eating lunch out here in the field, so we're just going to slowly fade back into the forest and don't hassle the deer. How awesome is this? Yes, another live deer spotting here on the Dubious Goals Committee. All right, so I'm walking along the path going out towards the boardwalk. There's a beautiful flush of turkey tail. That same turkey tail looks like it's grown a little bit more thanks to the rain. That's cool. Yay! So we saw some deer. Two deer. That's a good day at Heron Haven, my friends. We're already winners. Now, what's going on here in the sub pond? Oh, there's some ducks out there. Oh, there's half a dozen ducks over here, kind of in Frog Harbor. There's at least four ducks way back there. Some of them are hanging out on a log. Well, it's a nice ducky day here in the sub pond. And now we'll turn out towards the boardwalk. Let's see what's going on out here. Maybe we'll spot some more dudes. Let's find animals. Dun 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 dun. I like animals. They are my friends. Okay, so onto the boardwalk we go. And as we walk out here, I'm not immediately seeing anything. Okay. Some of those birds, what are those? Kingfishers? They're wigging out on each other. I'm halfway out the boardwalk. I'm looking back towards the reeds. Not seeing any action. Looking back to my left. Looking into the reeds. Not seeing much of anything. Lots of frogs in the water. Lots of traffic going by on Maple Street. Oblivious to the awesomeness that is Herrenhaven. One of our busiest streets here in town. I think that's the second busiest intersection right up there, 120th and Maple. 120th and Dodge, a mile north of here. I mean a mile south of here is our busiest intersection. All right, I'm at the Septagon on the boardwalk. I'm gonna stand up on this bench to see if I can see those deer over there at Mulhall's property. I don't see them. Did they sort of go into the ravine and hide, or where did they go? What are they doing? I don't know. So I'm stepping down off the bench, and I'm walking out the rest of the boardwalk towards the end, and yeah, I see a blue heron. That's about where we saw him at first yesterday. He's over there against the reeds that are against the street. Cars are just driving by. Cars can't see the heron. The heron can't see the cars. Everything's fine. Oh, and there's a couple ducks on a log over there, too. Oh, looks at that nice heron. He's so lovely. He's very well camouflaged. For a second, I couldn't see him there. Oh, and we got another one. As I get out here to the end of the boardwalk, I can see that between that little point and this area, there's another, that's Big Bluey, yeah. Big Bluey is out in the water fishing. He's just standing out there, looking for yummy fish, yummy fish, yummy fish. Herons are looking for yummy fish. So we got Big Bluey out there, and who's that over there against the reeds? That's that little guy. That's that little guy that we don't really have a name for yet. He's looking pretty cool, though. He is a cool dude. So I'm scanning very carefully the rest of the reed line, looking for more blue herons. And none are jumping out at me. They could be there and just be very difficult to see, like that guy. I can only see him when he turns his head. There he is. Oh, and now it's starting to drizzle. Oh, and it's drizzling kind of very drizzly. And here is a bunch of poop on the supports where they jacked up the boardwalk. Whose poop is that? That's a lot of poop. Somebody's been hanging out and making little mailboxes to mark his territory. That's what marmots do. They will poop on logs. But that's not marmot business right there. What's going on? I wonder if that's muskrat. Muskrat poops or something. Who knows? All right. It is actually raining now. Except the raindrops are very, very, very small. It's coming down pretty good. So, I am leaving the boardwalk. Hi, Mr. Froggy. Look at that big frog. I'm going to leave the boardwalk here. Get back under the canopy. I'm not concerned for my own well-being. I mean, come on. When am I ever? But some of this electronic equipment I'm holding is very expensive. And I can't afford to replace it in case it gets, in the event it gets destroyed. So, here we go. Off the boardwalk, back under the canopy, in an effort to stay, moderately dry. Oh, wow. Good day to be at Herrenhaven again. Two deer, one of which was a baby. And two blue herons. And, lots of ducks and frogs. Okay, back at the sub pond, counting ducks. 1, 3, 6, 8, 10, 12. At least a dozen ducks back here. Ducking it up. Being wacky quackers. All right. So this is great. Once again, I'm glad I didn't stay home. I'm glad I came out. It is very, very humid, but it's not really bothering me yet because the air temperature is just cool enough. All right, I'm looking back through the cut, trying to see if I can see any deer, but my angle of vision is not very good, but I don't see anything. So we'll cross the land bridge now and look down into the billabong. Anybody hanging around in the billabong today? Looks like some more branches fell off that tree into the water. And I don't see any dudes. Not here in the front end. We're going to have to go into the wall blind and check the back end of the billabong. Alright, so why did I get up so late? Did I really stay up all that late last night? No, I was asleep by 3:30, but I got up at noon. I watched a movie last night, a movie that I will not review because I've already reviewed it. I watched Gone Girl again last night. Haven't seen it in a couple months, And I wasn't going to watch it all. I had planned on doing something else at midnight. The movie came on at 11. I thought, okay, I'll watch the first hour. But once I watched the first hour, I was trapped in the movie again. I watched the whole thing until 2 a.m. and it was great. It's like, man, this is a good movie. Freaks me out just enough. So great. All right, here we are in the wall blind. Oh, and I can see back in there. And there's two duckies back there. Two ducks have the billabong all to themselves. Look at those nice duckies. Hello, ducks. Anybody else in here? Doesn't appear to be so. All right. Ugh. Must have walked through a web. I got web on my face. Web on your face, it's gonna happen when you walk through the forest in the rain. Okay, so I'm gonna look around here for some mushrooms. Because mushrooms like to grow around here. Not seeing anything. Looking down into Frog Harbor. There's frogs down in there. Always with the frogs. Froggity dogglies. Alright, let's pick up the pace a little bit here. And we'll see what else is going on. I'm just scanning my eyes back and forth from each log. The logs that are on the side of the path.
Look at the left log, look at the right log. Look at the left log, look at the right log. Not seeing any mushrooms. But now I've got to look up. Because this is where we sometimes run into dudes here in the forest. There have been deer back in there. And there have been deer up there on the ridge. You don't see anybody on the ridge, although it's really overgrown. And I'm really surprised that I'm not finding any clumps of coprinus mushrooms right around in here. After a rain, this is like the coprinus area. Maybe it just didn't quite rain enough. I do not know. I do not know. Where's my mushrooms? And shouldn't some of these logs have auricularia on them? Aren't these some of my tree ear logs? Where's my stuff? Oh, wow, here we go. All right, that orange mat coprinus that we found yesterday with the pins on it, the baby mushrooms. Well, those mushrooms have grown and have died. I mean, they grew in the last 24 hours, and their stalks are long, between 7 and 9 centimeters long. There's 3 of them, but the caps are gone and inked out. So, orange mat coprinus, another very short-lived mushroom. Well, I guess you know, all coprinus are pretty short-lived or short-lived. So there you have it. All right, now we've come to the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There's 5 ducks on a log and 2 ducks hanging out close to them. No ducks swimming around. That's all I can really see back there. Any herons hanging out around here? I don't see any. Let's get off the bridge here. Come around the bend, see if we can see anything from this angle. Well, no, there's too much green in the way. So let's go down here a little bit. Blah, blah, blah. Stand down here. Yeah, no. Can't see anything. So we will go down to the big blind and see if we can see anything going on out on the water. Oh. Oh boy, I'm still kind of tired. All right, here's our other enthusiast sitting on the stairs. And as we head into the big blind, what do we got? What do we got today? Oh my God, there's a blue heron right there. There's another blue heron standing on a log right in front of Goose Island. Where'd that log come from? Is that a new log? Yeah, and he's kind of a small one. He's standing right there. Is he looking at me? Does he know I'm looking at him? So, we're on our 3rd blue heron today. And as I look around onto some of these other logs, I'm not seeing much of anything else. So, I'm gonna kind of stick my head out here so I can look over towards the delta. I do not see anything happening over there. No. Okay. Looking up into the trees. Looking in all the spots where I know these guys like to hang out in the trees, and I'm not seeing much of anything. What's this guy doing? I think he's just
trying to shelter against the rain, but it's not raining anymore. The water is smooth as glass. There's no wind. But he's just sort of hunched up, and he's got his feathers ruffled up. Wait a minute. What's that over there? I thought I saw some movement over there. I know that's a log where some raccoons like to hang out. Maybe I was just imagining things. There was some movement, but I do not actually see anything. Yeah, so we got this one blue heron just hanging out right here. I can't quite see his head, but that could be black-capped Chappie. There's rings in the water right here in front of the blind. Is that just a frog jumping around? Or was it a dude trying to do some stuff? I don't know. I think it was just a frog. The waves have died down. What else is going on out here today? I'm looking. Where's all my turkeys? They don't hang out around here. Oh, man. It's kind of hot and stuffy here in the blind. I'm getting kind of hot standing still. I need that apparent wind to keep me cool. I'm trying to move over into the corner of the blind so I can look back over here. No, I don't see any action back over there. No turtles on any logs or anything like that. I do not see any turtles. Oh, man. It is humid. The air is very thick as I look around, looking for more dudes. Oh. That blue heron knows I'm here. He's now looking directly at me. So, what do we do when the animals look directly at us? We wave at them and say hi. Hi, blue heron. I'm waving. Is that black-capped Chappie? I can't really tell. It's not very bright. I don't have good lighting here today, because the skies are overcast due to the raininess. That's all good. I do not like the sun. No, I don't. No. Alright, but I'm starting to sting. So, this is probably a good time for us to turn around and head back to the car. Yeah, that blue heron, he's looking around, but he's not looking at me anymore. He's not looking in the water. Maybe he is. Maybe he is now. Yeah. Is he looking for yummy fish? You bet he is. Because that's what they do. All right. Oh, I've left the big blind. There's no wind, and so there's no breeze. I gotta create my own cooling breeze by moving, but it's the moving that's making me hot. I can feel the water and the air building up on my skin, insulating me and giving me more problems. But that's neither here nor there. I think what I'm gonna do is go home, jump in that bathtub full of cold water that I so wisely filled earlier, and then maybe I'll, once I'm cooled down, maybe I'll play my guitar a little bit. Haven't been doing much with that, and I still got it tuned in open E, but we can talk more about that later. You've been listening to the Dubious Heron Haven Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
For the show.